seems we got a full day today for a Friday. It's the 21st of 2012 of September. Can't believe it. It seems the idiots protesting over a silly film, stupid film. So far we've managed to have 33 people killed. And of course the media keeps linking it back to the film, or the trailer of the film, which is, I watched part of it, like the first 60 seconds, and it was just so dumb, I couldn't continue. So I don't understand why anybody's making a big deal out of it. Yes, I understand that, you know, the Islamic or the Muslim religion, you're not supposed to, you know, make fun of the prophet, yada, 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 but guess what? I'm Catholic, and I don't appreciate people making fun of Christ or the Pope, but it happens. Get over it. And there's no reason to go storming embassies, no reason to kill people. I mean, it's just silly. So my advice to those in the Middle East who are protesting, pick something else to protest. Pick something that's, you know, actually going to try to improve your life instead of picking, you know, protesting the U.S. embassy over something that the U.S. government had no control over. We have free speech here, and I seriously doubt that's ever going to change. So my advice to those who may not like what we have to say, don't listen. Turn the channel. No one is forcing anyone to watch that silly-ass trailer. And if you don't like what somebody's saying on the radio or the TV, well, just get up and turn the damn channel. Hell, you don't have to get up now. You can hit the remote button. Boom, you're done. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Seems like the, you know, people in Malaysia, they're getting into it too with the Middle East. I mean, there's absolutely no reason for this. And, you know, because the French cartoonist, excuse me, he, you know, put a cartoon out, anti-prophet, you know, the Prophet Muhammad. Just, it's a joke, people, get over it. But the French embassies, French have closed 20 of their embassies because of it. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. These are cartoons, these are films. Everybody is doing this in jest. No one's trying to hurt anybody except for those protesting. It drives me absolutely nuts. You know, it just kills me. Why? Anyways, moving along. Seems like there's a lobbyist who's close to the White House is trying to get the jokes about Obama playing golf squashed. You know, because no one likes the fact that, or few people like the fact that President Obama has managed to golf more than any other president. Keep in mind, this is some of the people who are upset about this. It's because, you know, we have a war going on. We have the uprising in the Middle East. You know, our borders aren't secure, and the economy's awful. Jobs are hard to find. You know, so people are a little upset that President Obama is getting to go out and enjoy himself like that. My take on it is, you know, you're the President of the United States, you know, no matter where you're at, you're there, and all the people that you need to be in contact with are moments away. Everybody picked on President Bush for going to his ranch. Well, you know what? Same thing. He was moments away from having to do anything he needed to do. It wasn't, you know, he's not sitting back on vacation. They still have their briefings. They still have to go through everything. You know, President Obama, a little different. He wasn't doing his intelligence briefings. He was reading them on his iPad. Not the best way to go, because you can't ask questions that way and get immediate answers. But even if you can ask the question, you don't always get the immediate answer. You know, some people try to make themselves look good, and you know, so they may give you a half-truth or partial truth. So, anyway, so now apparently Iran is doing a cyber attack on some of the banks in the United States. You know, I don't know why everybody just can't get along. You know, it's retarded. So you're going to go after our banks, really going to piss us off, and then we're going to be at war. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's absolutely no reason for it. I mean, it's just... people are killing me here. All right, moving along. Seems there's a new poll out that... Gallup says 6 in 10 Americans have little or no trust in mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. That's pretty bad. 6 out of 10 Americans don't trust our media. The Fourth Estate, the esteemed, they're not doing their job. So, of course, we're not going to freaking pay attention to them. How can you not vet each and every presidential candidate? I mean, that's your job. You're a journalist. You're supposed to go out and find the facts. You're not supposed to report your opinion. You're not supposed to, guess. You're supposed to report the facts after you've double-checked them to make sure they're accurate and let the American people, the public, decide how they would like to view that information. Now, everybody says, oh, well, Fox News has got Riley and Hannity. Well, yeah, but those are opinion shows. They're not news. And CNN has the same such lineup. But they're opinion shows. It's not news. The news hour of Fox, of CNN, are pretty decent. They're not bad. Now, MSNBC, I don't know what that's just a propaganda machine for the Democratic Party, but whatever. It's just unbelievable. 6 in 10 Americans don't trust our media. And, it's believable, but it's sad that we've come this far, where we used to be able to trust the media, because they used to find the facts. And in the last 15, 20 years, they just, they get their agenda, and then they go with it. And they try to make every little incident that happens part of their agenda. They try to shape the news instead of just reporting it. And if we get back to them just reporting the news instead of trying to shape it, I think that they could, earn that trust back. Until they do, it's not going to happen. It's only going to get worse. Looks like the Republicans are going to pursue the Fast and Furious case on top of, the IG report they just received. I guess they're not satisfied with, the report. Holder is ultimately responsible. He's in charge of all that. And President Obama is ultimately responsible. My question is, get all the facts. My problem is, we don't have all the facts, and until we get all the facts, we can't make sure this doesn't happen again. It shouldn't be a partisan issue. It should be bipartisan. We want to make sure that our Department of Justice, the FBI, ATF, the Border Patrol, they're all acting legally in what they're doing. We want to make sure everybody's on the same page, and we're not going to do this again. But until we get all the facts, we don't know if, we're going to be able to prevent that from happening. This is the second type of deal where, guns have been walked, and, we can't do it. It's not, we are arming the cartel, making the Mexican government's job harder to defend themselves when they go to arrest these people. It doesn't make a lick of sense to me. Why we just can't get the facts out there and let the people decide. Which brings me up to my next comment, which is the Senate hasn't passed a budget in 3 years. It's illegal. I'm not sure if anybody's going to do anything to the Senate. I'm not sure what could be done to the Senate. But what type of message are we sending not only to the rest of the world but to our children? We're elected to do a job, we're hired, basically, and then we're not going to do our job. Now, you can blame it on the Democrats because they have, Harry Reid's in charge of the Senate, and he's not bringing anything to the floor. But you know what? There's got to be a way they can work out something. We need to have a budget so we can avoid going off what they call the fiscal cliff. what I call the shattering of America. I mean, if we default, you know, we probably split up into, you know, small nation states. And those nation states who lean conservative will make it. Those nation states that lean towards the liberal side won't. California's a prime example. They're so far in the damn hole that, you know, I'm not sure who's going to go bankrupt first, the federal government or California's government. And until we, you know, it all starts from the top. And when I say top, I don't just mean the president. I mean every elected official that's in Washington. You know, and none of them are willing to say, hey, you know what, this plan, I don't like all of it, but I like some of it. So, and this is the plan I have. What do you think of mine? What do you like of mine? What don't you like of mine? Okay, let's take the things you like of mine, the things I like of yours, and let's combine them. And let's get some stuff done. I mean, it's not that damn hard. Anybody can do it. I don't understand how we have allowed ourselves to get so far apart politically that we're tearing our nation in half. We're basically in a non-shooting civil war. Nothing's getting done because, you know, hey, the right's saying, no, we're not doing that, and the left's saying, no, we're not doing that, and neither side is willing to make any type of any type of concessions in order to get the bill passed, whatever bill they're working on. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't make a lick of sense. We can do better as a nation. I expect better from our elected leaders, and, you know, I'm sure everybody else does too, but they just won't do it. You know, I saw this yesterday, and it's driving me mad. We're spending $70,000 in Pakistan on ads denouncing the anti-Islam film. You know what? It's a bloody joke. I mean, we shouldn't spend one tax dollar. You know what? What we should do is drop a couple nukes on Pakistan, since those are the people we should be fighting. Not in Afghanistan. The real enemy is in Pakistan. That's what we should do. Screw spending money. We shouldn't spend a nickel to tell them, hey, you know, it's not us. We're denouncing. No, bullshit. It's a freaking silly film. Get over it. And you're killing me. Pardon my language. But this is absolutely insane. I mean, all right, blood's starting to boil. You know, I don't know how anybody does this and, you know, can Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. I don't know how they do it. Because, you know, reading these headlines and looking at what they're actually saying, unbelievable the shit that's going on in the world. It's just stupidity. Plain and simple. It's just dumb. You know, it just actually drives me crazy. Let's see, another poll is out today saying 55% of Americans say government has too much influence over their lives. It's a Reason Foundation poll. 67% say it's not the government's responsibility to reduce income differences between Americans. 61% say income inequity is an acceptable part of Americans' economic system. 59% of the voters believe all Americans have equal opportunities to succeed. 68% of Americans are willing to accept cuts to Medicare benefits if they get back what they pay in. And 45% wish Congress would pass even fewer laws than it does now. 70% of the Americans are in favor of auditing the Federal Reserve. Pretty interesting. I have to wonder, with that 68% with the cuts to Medicare, what the sample rate was for that. Because if you're doing the elderly, you know, some of the elderly that are on Social Security are hanging on by, you know, a thread. And those are the people that paid into it over the years, and now it's their time to collect. You know, so that's one area that, yes, it needs to be reformed. Yes, we need to fix it. But I don't know if we should be cutting what the current people are getting. Just because of the simple fact they paid into it. And, you know, they deserve to be given what they were promised by the government. But the rest of it, hey, I'm all for. I agree with it. Just killing me. All of it.